Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Monday morning official Memorial Day version of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, don't forget, a special shout-out always goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in a coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. But today, because it is Memorial Day, I'm going to add to that all the Gold Star family members, mothers, fathers, brothers, sisters, wives, aunts, uncles, cousins, all of you too. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, I want to thank you for keeping America rolling along. There's a lot of people working today, even though today is officially a holiday. Now, the over-the-road truck drivers, the 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there are still going coast to coast, border to border, because America's supplies have got to keep moving through. There will be no mail delivery today, but I'm sure that Felix, who is a member of the American Legion, I believe, either that or VFW, but he's one or the other, they'll be doing different things at their Legion posts or their VFW posts today. And, of course, our suicide jockeys, some of them, will still be out delivering gasoline today because gasoline is needed to keep things moving along, and you all know about that story. And we'll have something else to tell you about the price of gas here at the end of the program, or before the end of the program. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. You can also find us on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter as at Captain's America. We're also on Truth Social at Captain's America. We're also on Twitter at Captain's America. And, of course, our website is simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's the Captain's America, ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now from California IA, we have the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren.
All right, thank you, Captain, and good morning to everybody.
Yep, and they're not going to be out there very long because a lot of those folks are getting ready to do some stuff today. We have a lot of activities going on here in this very much military town that I live in, so there you go. But it is a balmy 77 degrees outside right now. It is partly cloudy, and it's going to be a gorgeous day again right here. So, come on down. That's all I can tell you.
Exactly, yeah.
All right, now, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag
of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God. And for all the people that just said the Pledge of Allegiance with us, we thank you very much. We have a lot of people, Kyle, that actually say the Pledge of Allegiance right along with us.
Yeah, and it's an honor. Absolutely. Yeah,
it sure is. And I get emails from those people all the time. And I'm not even going to go where I'm thinking because of that other person. and the comments that were made because they weren't worth the powder to mention the words. How's that?
Yep. Yep, exactly.
All right. Now, it seems that Jack and Jill didn't quite go down a hill, but they took a trip to Uvalde, Texas. And there was a memorial of some sort service that they went to for the 19 students and two teachers that were killed in the shooting there. And Joe wasn't exactly received with open arms by all the people there. I mean, you know, most of the people, I suppose, were kind of divided, to say the least, on him being there. But a whole bunch of people didn't like the fact he showed up. They thought he was grandstanding, number one. And they started to yell at him, number two, about do something, do something. You're not doing anything. Do something. And he stepped up from the car as he was getting ready to leave, stood up on the running board, and he says, I will. I will. So let's see what it is he's going to do.
Well, exactly. Obviously, they're going to continue the notion of gun control. That'll be a major focus now in the aftermath of this tragedy. But we understand, though, Captain, that some of the families that are there really wanted to be able to focus on what was happening with their families and their grief, and may have not wanted the president to come create another media event, basically, about this.
They did not want it splashed all over the newspapers and the television sets of America, the grief they were going through. It's a very private thing.
Yes, and it's unspeakable grief.
Yeah, and Joe took advantage of some of that for the photo ops and the different things that he was doing. And, of course, that had to be, and by the way, Mama Jill was right there along with him, so she was a willing co-conspirator.
Well, it's not uncommon for a president in a time of a national tragedy to appear, but a lot of times it's a little more private, shall we say, this kind of thing. So it's this political environment, almost anything is going to be considered, I think, to be a little over the top politically.
You don't just walk up to a family that's just lost a little kid and just stick a microphone in their face without asking them first.
Of course not.
And what was done was just exactly what I said.
Yeah, it is. It's a terrible thing. We can't even understand what they're going through.
All right, well, Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, when we come back, I'm going to tell you about something else that happened over the weekend involving Joe Biden. Did you know Joe Biden was going to go to the Naval Academy because he'd been nominated to go to the Naval Academy? Wait till you hear this one.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Okay, folks, you've only got a couple of more days. If you want to take advantage of Mike Lindell's big deal with those slippers at MyPillow.com, because, as you know, our friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everybody get the best sleep of your life, but he didn't stop by simply creating the best pillow. Now he's gone and done it again by introducing his My Slippers, reintroducing them again because of the fact that they have been redeveloped and redesigned. Now, for a limited time, you'll save $90 a pair on My Slippers. $90 a pair. That's not 50%. That's not 60%. That's about 75%. You'll save $90 a pair on My Slippers, on a pair of My Slippers. Now, this blowout sale of the year is only going to last for two more days until the end of the month. In June, something else starts over. Don't know what it is yet. They didn't tell me. But Mike has taken over 2 years to develop the My Slippers, which are designed to be worn indoors and outdoors all day long, if that's what you want to do. And I've worn them indoors and outdoors. Now, they're made with the MyPillow foam and the impact gel to help prevent fatigue. They got soles on them, just like a pair of loafers. They're made with quality leather suede, and they fit like a glove. I've got both the slip-ons and I've got the slide-ins, or whatever they call them, like the loafer style. But to find out how to get them, give them a call at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459, and use the promo code CAPTAIN. Or you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and use the promo code CAPTAIN. Now, this offer won't last long, so order now with the promo code CAPTAIN at MyPillow.com. Remember the phone number to call, 800-641-5459, and use the promo code CAPTAIN. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Kyle, this is going to be fun in a way, but not really, because we have to show, once again, our president is just a liar of immense proportions, because this one we can't let slide. Like the national media, nobody has said a word about what I'm about to tell them. You ready?
Yep.
Folks, on Saturday, Joe Biden spoke at his alma mater, the University of Delaware, for their 202nd graduation ceremony. The day before, on Friday, he spoke at the U.S. Naval Academy and told some absolute despicable lies. And we've got the audio to prove it. He claimed he had received an appointment to the Naval Academy in 1965, when in fact he was graduating from the University of Delaware that year. So it couldn't possibly be true. And he also claimed that he didn't go to the academy, but chose to go to Delaware instead because the academy had Staubach and Bellino there. Now, that's even more hilarious, because he's comparing himself to two All-American football players of which he wasn't even close. Kyle, you got the audio. Play it.
Here we go.
Hello, Naval Academy. Whoa. Before I begin my speech, a thought crossed my mind. As I was told, the class of 72 is here. I was appointed to the academy in 1965 by a senator who I was running against in 1972. Never planned it that way. I wasn't old enough to be sworn in. I was only 29 years old when I was running. He was a fine man. His name is J. Caleb Bogg. I didn't come to the academy because I wanted to be a football star, and you had a guy named Staubach and Bellino here. So I went to Delaware. But all kidding aside, the best line of the debate was...
Well, so there you have it, where he was just talking about how he had an appointment, I guess, Captain, in 1965, but in 1965, he was graduating already from the University of Delaware, correct?
Yeah, and it gets better than that. Listen to this. When he did say he didn't come to the academy because he wanted to be a football star, and you had a guy named Staubach and Bellino here, so I went to Delaware, here's the fact on that one. You ready?
Yep.
Roger Staubach graduated from the Naval Academy in 1964, or 5, rather, and Joe Bellino was already gone in 1961. So that part doesn't even add up to what he said.
No, it really doesn't. And correct me if I'm wrong, Captain, if you were to receive an appointment to the Naval Academy, typically that would be coming out of high school, or, I mean, at least you'd be, what, 19 or 20 years old.
Well,
in that zone.
You're coming out of high school at 17 or 18 years of age. Normally that's the way it works. I know that because my brother had an appointment to West Point at the age of 17. But here's the deal, okay? Here's the deal. He never had an appointment to go anywhere except in his own mind.
Well, right, right. And, of course, he was already at the University of Delaware, and, of course, he went to law school after that. We also understand, Captain, that Joe Biden had received about 5 student draft deferments during his 4 years at Delaware and then subsequent 3 years at Syracuse Law.
Now, Kyle, how do you lie about receiving a naval appointment to Navy graduates? What kind of a person does that?
Well, that's a very good question. Obviously, you know, someone who either doesn't remember, but he appeared to be reading it off the teleprompter. But here's the other thing, Captain. He doesn't appear to have told this story, as far as we know, any other time during any other campaign.
Never said it until over the weekend.
Right. And so evidently the White House has not yet responded to some of the...
Nobody's responded. Not the media, not anybody. And this is a blatant lie that's easy to prove. Now, well, the same person in the same speech who lied about the number of times he went to Iraq and Afghanistan, and followed that by implying, you ready for this?
Yeah.
That his son died in combat. He said, and I quote, to the naval cadets, he said, and I quote, my son spent a year in Iraq, won the Bronze Star Conspicuous Service Medal. I lost him. What's that sound like to you?
Well, it clearly, contextually, it sounds like he was killed in combat.
That's what it sounds like to me.
Right. But that's not the case. He died of brain cancer, I believe.
Yes, he did. After he got back, and that could have been caused by going to Iraq. I don't know. We never really knew. We just knew it was cancer. But on Saturday, at his alma mater, now this gets even worse, in Delaware, the University of Delaware, he claimed that he was about bringing back decency and dignity. Now, maybe if you don't lie as you breathe, and despicable lies are in the bargain then, because otherwise the claim to decency and dignity is a laughable one, just like all the other despicable lies he's told. Has he no decency? Has he no shame? Joe Biden, the liar.
Well, not to make too much light of this, but I'm not surprised, Captain, he didn't tell everybody that he would have driven a big rig truck up to the Naval Academy if he would have gone there.
Eric makes a point that has no bearing on what I'm talking about here, but I will mention it just for the sake of discussion. Joe Biden had said that the Trump supporters killed not one, Eric, you're wrong, two police officers, that they killed two police officers on January 6th. You remember that?
Right.
That's what Biden said. Yep, not one, two. And that's absolutely stupid. But he also continued the lies at his alma mater by repeating a lie about traveling 17,000 miles together with President Xi and meeting on the Tibet Plateau. He keeps repeating this one because the fact that he's been called out on it by the Washington Post tells you that they know it's not right, and he keeps saying it anyway. What the hell does it take to get Joe Biden to stop lying?
Well, people start wondering, is he simply, quote, misremembering things, or does he really believe, what he's saying? Because a lot of things don't add up these days with Joe Biden and what he says and his remembrance.
Okay, he's hallucinating. Let's use that one. But listen to this. Biden also said he had no interest in running again after he lost his son, Beau. This was in a speech at Delaware. He said he was content to be a teacher at Penn. That, of course, is another fact stretcher, because he wasn't doing teaching at Penn. He had an agreement with the University of Pennsylvania to be a lecturer, in which he showed up several times, made a few remarks, got a ton of money, close to $900,000, for speaking to the joint sessions of different classes that were there. But again, he keeps talking about this as if he was a normal college professor, and nobody calls him out on it, and it's not true. He was never a college professor.
Right, and, as I recall, you can have lecturers, but not a celebrity lecturer.
I've been to a college and lectured to a class, okay? Does that make me a professor?
No.
Hold that thought. My God, folks, this guy he's got to go. This is stuff to get you committed into an asylum. My God. All right, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The President and First Lady met privately with victims' families after the deadly mass shooting in Uvalde, Texas. 19 children and two teachers were killed by a murderer who was eventually killed by police. The Bidens also placing flowers at a makeshift memorial outside Robb Elementary School and attended Mass at a local Catholic church. This, as Uvalde County Commissioner Ronnie Garza tells CBS's Face the Nation, he would welcome a formal FBI investigation into the school shooting.
We do welcome the investigation. I understand Congressman Joaquin Castro is asking the FBI to intervene.
And in sports news, Marcus Ericsson from Sweden wins the Indianapolis 500, Ericsson winning the race under caution. And after a late pit road speeding penalty, did in Scott Dixon, USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I gotta know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. And this is Memorial Day, the official Memorial Day today. I've heard people on Friday telling me that it was Memorial Day. I had people on Saturday telling me it was Memorial Day. I had people yesterday and Sunday telling me it was Memorial Day. Nobody knew what Memorial Day was. And I'm being perfectly honest here, folks. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. People either forget or they just don't want to know or they don't care. Or in the case of the younger kids, they're not even being told. They're not even being told. But anyway, this portion of the program is brought to you by Relief Factor. Of course, Relief Factor is something that I take every day. It's part of what I do for the problems that I have medically. And it works. That's why I'm talking about it. It freaking works. Relief Factor, of course, will help reduce the body inflammation that you have over time. It's worked for it with me for 7+ years now. Almost 8 years, as a matter of fact. And because of the ingredients that are in it, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, it helps to support your body's natural response to inflammation. And it also lowers or eliminates the pain associated with exercise or everyday living or whatever the problem is you got going on. Because Relief Factor will target the underlying problem areas from four different metabolic pathways by alleviating the pain right straight at the source. Best part is it's 100% drug-free. Also, 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins. It's like taking a vitamin pill for your pain. How's that? Now, it only costs $19.95 for the 3-week quick start, and that's what it is, the 3-week quick start. You get it by ordering it off the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com /captain. $19.95 and a 3-week quick start. Give it a try. See if it doesn't work for you. Because, Kyle, after all you have to lose is?
All you have to lose is pain.
Ditto. Okay, let me see here. Good morning to George. LGB smirked at the memorial yesterday. I didn't watch what he said, but I knew gun control was going to come out of his mouth. Well, George, you need to stick around, and if you didn't hear what I just said about what Biden had to say, man, oh, man, your blood pressure is going to go up 25 points. But anyway, as the nation prepares to celebrate Memorial Day today in many different ways, the American Legions, the VFWs, the AMVETs, the parades, the ceremonies, the war memorials, and all that sort of stuff, more than a third of the Americans will remember somebody close to them who gave the ultimate sacrifice in the line of duty. And it's not, and you are right, George, it's not a happy day, it's a solemn day. It's a day that we remember those that we lost. And everybody knows somebody. Everybody knows somebody. So think about that before you go waltzing around saying, oh, happy Memorial Day, not understanding that it's not a happy day. It's a solemn, reverent, peaceful day to remember those that have fallen on the battlefield. Okay, Kyle, we got a caller. Let me see here. This is Mike in Clearwater. Okay there, Mr. Mike, what's up?
How you doing, Captain? How you doing, Kyle? It's really kind of sickening. I mean, first he lied about Amtrak, which is relatively harmless, but then to say, you know, in front of the military cadets.
Several thousand graduating military cadets midshipmen at the Naval Academy, you betcha.
Right.
Plus all those admirals and generals that were there, too.
Right. And, you know, Captain, I mean, the list is just, I mean, he tells the black people that, oh, if you don't vote for me, you're not black. Then he said something about, well, there was another thing. I can't remember the details of it, but he made another. I mean, it's obvious that this man is incompetent, incapable, and it's only going to get worse. And, you know, we got two more years. Hopefully, I don't know if we can impeach him or if we take control of the House or Congress back. But you're absolutely right. He's made us a laughingstock of the world. He's made us look like idiots. And it's not going to get better unless when he finally walks out the door. So what do you have to say, Kyle? Thank you so much.
Okay, well, I'll let you handle this, Kyle, because I got plenty to say.
Well, what Mike is talking about, of course, is what we hope happens in November, and that is the Republicans can take over the control of the House and the Senate. Depending on how big a majority they have, they can really just stymie the Biden agenda right in its tracks. This is the idea of the supermajorities. We'll see if that happens or not. But also, I think they'd be in a great position to really slow down and try to make Biden as ineffective as possible. That being said, Joe Biden could still do a lot of stuff, of course, as president by executive order. But also what's very concerning is what he says out on the world stage. Like he said the other day when he said we would get involved militarily, literally go to war with China over Taiwan, which is not even the exact U.S. policy. And so more and more of these things add up. And what he said at the Naval Academy just is icing on the cake for just how far gone he seems to really be.
Well, the impeachment thing couldn't happen until January when the new Congress takes a hold. Now, if you have a two-thirds majority in the House and a two-thirds majority in the Senate, you could dictate whatever you wanted to do, which would include the impeachment of Joe Biden, possibly the impeachment of Kamala Harris down the line. It wouldn't happen right away because they'd want to get rid of Biden first. And certainly getting rid of some of the people that are sitting in key chairmanship positions right now, like, say, the House Ways and Means Committee and then the Senate Ways and Means Committee and the military, the overseas committees and all that stuff, so you can once again take back control of the direction of your country from the White House, from the executive branch. That's what needs to be done. That's why it's so important that people understand that we've got to get out there in numbers, big numbers, big numbers. We've got to outdo what we did the last time. and get out there and vote like it never happened before, like your life depended on it. We've got to do that.
Right. Well, and you know, too, Captain, of course, where impeachment is concerned, one would hope that, of course, there would be a critical mass in the country, both Republicans and Democrats who don't like the way the Democrat Party is going right now, in order to be able to do that. I think if it was purely partisan, that opens up a whole lot of other problems. But I think even by that time, I think you'll maybe find a lot of agreement that Joe Biden's not fit to serve.
Well, I will guarantee you there's no one talking about what you and I just spent the last 40 minutes talking about anywhere in the country on any radio or television station. They're not touching this one with a 10-foot pole. But I'm telling you, folks, this is serious, serious, serious news, and it needs to be addressed right now because of what he did over the weekend.
Well, sure. Well, part of that, too, though, even him telling them that he was appointed to the Naval Academy sort of puts him in that zone of, well, I'm kind of one of you. I'm a military kind of a guy. But he, of course, had some 5 student deferments during the Vietnam War.
Thank you.
When he was at Delaware, and then 3 years when he was at Syracuse College of Law.
Yeah, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in Ukraine, the defenders are holding out in Donbas. Under heavy fire, Russia's begun the mobilization, by the way, of their reserves, and France's Macron and Germany's Scholz have urged Mr. Putin to hold direct talks with Zelensky to try to stop the fighting and the carnage. Don't know if that's going to happen. But we also saw Ukraine's Zelensky visit the front lines in his first visit outside the Kiev region yesterday to shore up the troops and make them feel better and this, that, and the other, and I'm sure it did, but the thing of it is the Russians, as far as we know, does anybody know what's happened to the people they sent to Russia? Does anybody know? I don't.
No, I don't think we've seen any information about that.
And the military prisoners that they supposedly sent to Russia in as POWs, have we heard a word?
Nope.
So you got to wonder, because the Russians have a habit of getting rid of the competition, if you will. And it would not surprise me the one least little bit if they hadn't done the mass graves thing again and killed a whole bunch of these POWs that they took, as well as the civilians that they took, because they don't want any witnesses around for what they've been doing.
Well, that's true. And it's, even though we know the Russian military is making advances, we know that they're not doing very well overall. In fact, Putin is now, I believe, starting to call up the reserves, and then also, I think, and he's lifting the age limit.
That's what I just said. He's lifted the age limit to 40.
Yeah.
And they've got people they'll be allowing in that will be approaching 50 years old. That's fine. The old guys can still hit with the Raymond app, but be prepared for more casualties. Okay, Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more to Captain America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the Captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
were starting to do a little spitting there because it was buffering, I guess. Right, Kyle?
Yep, that's what it sounded like, yeah.
Yep, so I'll just back it off there because that's too good of a song to let get screwed up. But this is the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. And, of course, it's always brought to you by the Pilot or Flying J near you. Pull on in there and find out what they're all about, and we'll tell you all about what they're about here in just a minute or so. Now, you know, folks, we do have some weather to talk about, not only out west, but in the Midwest, too. There's a lot of things going on. Severe thunderstorms with large hail, damaging wind gusts, heavy wind, and a few perhaps strong tornadoes are expected today through Tuesday across the northern and central plains and upper Midwest. Now, there are also critical fire weather conditions out west, very dry. Got to be careful out there. Kyle will tell you where that is. And the Memorial Day from New Mexico out into the southern high plains, you're going to be on it and watching for the dry timber out that way. Now, unsettled conditions, including heavy mountain snow, is likely in the northwest because I'm looking right now. Hey, Snoqualmie, remember us? There's going to be snow up on Snoqualmie today. I shouldn't be laughing, but it never fails, never fails. And we got some snow in other parts of the northwest, too. So, Kyle, take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, up in the Pacific Northwest, we're looking right now at the Seattle area. They're reading rain right now, but on Monday, looks like it should be just partly cloudy, so at least for your Memorial Day there, you should have hopefully no rain, but that's not going to be the case, evidently, in Portland, Oregon, where it's raining right now, and it's forecast to be raining on Monday as well. And, of course, we also have, we're going to tell you about some of the active rain here in just a moment, but we also have a special weather statement. This is in the Reno area, and this is going to go on up towards the border there with Oregon, and then as you head out I-80, as you head through Lovewalk out towards Winnemucca, it looks like you're going to have some pretty cold temperatures. Temperatures there 10 to 15 degrees below normal. You're also going to have some northerly winds. They're also going to be pretty cold, 25 to 35 miles per hour, so be careful with your high-profile vehicles. Overnight lows this weekend, or early this morning, could be near freezing for some of the valleys outside the urban centers. So it's definitely going to be cold in that area. A lot of this is going to extend through Nevada as you head on over towards Elko, over towards Utah. Now, speaking of Utah, we do have a winter weather advisory in the Provo area as you head up Interstate 15 through Salt Lake City, Ogden, and Logan as well. We do have a winter weather advisory pretty much in the middle of Idaho near Salmon, for example. You've also got a winter storm, winter weather advisory over in West Yellowstone, over, and it becomes a warning near Cody, Wyoming, so be aware of that. And then let's take a look at some of the active rain that we're seeing right now. We do have rain up in northern Idaho. This is outside of Coeur d'Alene as you head down I-90. Our friends in Missoula and certainly south of Missoula down U.S. Highway 93, you've got rain coming across the road. Butte, Montana, rain. Helena has got rain. Also, Billings, Red Lodge as well, all getting rain right now. Our friends just north of Idaho Falls, they've got rain coming across the road, as is happening the same in Boise, Idaho. So you want to be careful out there as well with that. We do have some, of course, hot, dry weather in the southwest area as well, but be careful out there.
All right, well, you mentioned the rain. I'm looking here at I-90 across Montana right through the Indian Reservation over to the South Dakota line. We've got flash flood watches and warnings over in there, so you need to be careful of that. And let's go over to where we have some active weather right now. We've actually got severe thunderstorm and or flood watches or warnings and possibly a tornado warning or two in the southeastern corner of South Dakota and the northeastern corner of Nebraska, where we had a very serious line of storms go through and leave a bunch of flooding behind. South of Lincoln, you've had some flooding down in there and some of the towns with the streams that are now rivers running through those towns. Also up in Minnesota, Duluth, and out to the west of Duluth over towards the Twin Cities, heavy rain there. Looks like they've had some flooding in Minneapolis, in the Minneapolis area. We do have some weather that's moving across the southern half of Minnesota tonight. If you're on 990, you're going to have it all the way through South Dakota into Minnesota, and it might even be carrying its way over into Wisconsin a little bit later. Now, the northwestern corner of Iowa, we also have some weather that's building up there, thunderstorms and rain, heavy rain coming your direction. Moving on down to the central part of Kansas tonight, we've got some unsettled weather there. Could have possibly some severe weather crack up in there at any moment. Same thing with Oklahoma. Oklahoma City West over towards about El Reno on down to Wichita Falls. You've got the same situation going on there. And also some fog. Let's see, I-70 right there in Ohio. And then we've got some unsettled weather up in Maine tonight. If you're going that way, got some weather along the coastline. Maine on down to where Lynn is at. In Cape Cod, and then we've got some fog to talk about, just mentioned at least that it's there in the Chesapeake Bay and North Carolina as well. Now, the reason that we go out, because somebody asked me about, well, how come you're giving all this weather and all this stuff? Well, weather forecast doesn't last that long. Well, excuse me. If you've ever been in a truck and you've ever driven from point A to point B, and you know you can go 500 miles in a 10-hour period, if you're running team, not a problem at all. When I start talking about weather for somebody leaving Chicago right now or Detroit, and I tell them where it's at up there, if they're going north on I-90 or I-80, they might know whether or not to take a better way to keep on their route and keep their delivery schedule on time. That's why we do it that way. And if you're a trucker, you know what I'm telling you. But if you're not, then you don't have any clue. So therefore, your opinion means nothing. But we've had a couple of people say something, haven't we, Kyle?
Well, that's right. But it's a great part of this program, Captain, to be riding along in those cabs with the truckers. Yep. And we want to tell them what we know. Absolutely.
Right. And we'll break in with a weather bulletin if we hear something's going on, like a road's closed or there's been an avalanche or whatever the situation might happen to be, because we get that stuff on our road reports for major closures and whatnot. So there you go. But I want to remind everybody, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J. Kyle, you got about 30 seconds.
Well, thank you, Captain. Don't forget, folks, you can check out the good people at Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers. Just go to pilotflyingj.com. Now is the best time as ever to join the rewards program. Start getting special offers, earning points on all the fuel that you buy, everything else you buy as well at the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers. And for the months of May and June, you can earn up to 5 points per gallon. It's a great deal. Get started today.
Yahoo! All right. By the way, I got 5 cents off per gallon on my purchase Saturday when I stopped at the Flying J over there in San Antonio, north of Tampa. All right, we'll be back. Don't go nowhere.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.